When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today, we got the one and only Sosa Geek on the show. How you feeling, man?
Bow. Viral.
Viral.
Movie, let's do it.
Movie. Big Woods on deck. Nice to have you on the show, man. I feel like every once in a while, you meet somebody who just kind of like encapsulates the energy of their city. And when I watch you in videos and shit, I'm like, man, that's the most Brooklyn motherfucker I've seen in a minute. So nice to have the energy on the show, man.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So tell me a little bit about your upbringing. Brownsville. Born in Brownsville?
Yeah.
What was it like as a kid? Tell me about it.
Dangerous. Viral. Gotta make it out. Only one survive. You might not make it.
Right.
But, you know, every part of his hood got his good part too, you know?
Right. So what were your parents like? What kind of housing situation you grew up in?
Projects. Nothing crazy. Other than projects, you know?
Right. I remember I used to go to Brownsville like multiple different times to watch the homie try to jump over this one rail outside of a Dunkin' Donuts.
What?
Just over and over we were out there. I never saw anything too crazy, but you could definitely tell it goes down over there.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me about your childhood. What was it like, man? Like how what was a young Sosa Geek getting into around the streets of Brooklyn?
Let me see. Yeah. I was always like an entertainer. Like people always loved me.
Right.
Like, you feel me? Like I always was like a person that always had like a different type of shit going on. Like I had my own different shit going on. Like niggas could be doing something, but I'd be doing something totally different. Got my whole different type of vibe going on, pulling up places, like the energy, making my, like when I pull up, the energy change, you know, making the energy get a little better, different. So I always had that. Also had like a lot of haters too, like that. Cause you know, like the shit I do, I don't know what it is. I guess it's just like how I am, the shit I do, people hate, I don't know.
You're a hot boy. You get attention wherever you go, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, they hate me. Maybe cause they can't do what I do, they gotta catch up. I don't know.
There's a lot of pressure to fit in when you're a young kid in a dangerous city like New York, right?
Yeah.
So if you're somebody who got it in you to, you know, be out here like really acting like yourself, having your own slang, your own dances, your own whatever the fuck it is, I mean, it's going to make you stand out. It's like some people are going to love you for that. Some people are going to absolutely hate you for that, right?
Yeah.
That's facts. So were you interested in music? What kind of music was the sound of New York City during your childhood?
Like what? Who I listen to a lot?
Yeah, who you listen to?
Really growing up a lot. I listen to like NBA YoungBoy.
That was like, that's only been a couple of years. I'm talking about like coming up. You didn't have a G-Unit phase? Are you too young for that? You had a Dipset phase?
Yeah.
You didn't have a Mano phase?
Yeah, I listened to a couple of Dipset, G-Unit, you know, 50. Shout out to 50. It's a couple of 50 tracks.
Okay. But what was like your favorite shit that like made you?
I don't really got one.
You weren't that big of a music head?
Yeah, I really wasn't. No.
You were just around?
Yeah, I wasn't around. Like, no, I wasn't just around, but I wasn't like.
You weren't like super, you weren't like the rap nerd that we kind of like, you know, us in the, like the rap media, we kind of like expect the rappers to be as like equally nerdy studying the rap game.
Yeah, still in the rap game. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me, nah.
Nah?
It's just natural for me.
That's crazy. So, all right. So,
for real, no cap, that ass.
So, when did you like start to? I don't know. Like, when? How old are you right now?
23.
23. So you graduate high school?
No, I got my GED.
You did? So that's interesting. I was just talking to Nelly Chop. He was saying the same thing. His mom made him get the GED, even though he's blown up as a rapper.
GED, very important. Yep.
You used it for anything? Hmm? Your GED? Has it come into play at all?
Do I have to use it?
Yeah, like has it like impacted your life in any way?
Nah, not really.
Not so much?
Nah.
Okay. So how'd you
feel good about myself?
How'd you get interested in rapping and shit? When did it become anything in your head? Or how'd you even start to get a name before that? Because you're acting like you had like a identity going on for sure before you were actually making music, right?
Yeah. Like people knew who I was, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you saying?
So when you decided to rap, like what was it going on that you felt was going to take you in that direction?
I mean, like I said, I always like was a creative shit, invented shit, doing different shit. So it's like, I guess once people start like really rapping around me and shit like that, I'm like, yo, listen, after I got out of jail, I'm like, yo, I got to find a new way. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Find out my talents, what I like to do other than staying on the streets, being a street nigga, wilding. I got to find out something else. I could better myself. People like me. Okay, cool. So let me use that to my advantage. Just figure out now how I can make them more like me.
Mm.
And how I could get paid off of them liking me.
Right.
So I just started going around people, you know what I'm saying? Going around certain peers, my friends and shit. Shout out to 504. Going around, I'm like, yo, bro, listen. This is what we about to do. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to bring the energy. We're going to do it like this. Woo, woo. And we're going to go viral. You know what I'm saying?
So what were you locked up for that time that you're referring to?
What was I locked up for?
Yeah.
I think reckless endangerment.
Reckless endangerment.
Yeah.
So what'd you do?
What'd I do? I ain't do nothing.
Well, okay, what'd they think you did?
he said something about somebody and shootings or some shit. I don't know. Some shit like that.
You didn't shoot anybody, though?
Nah.
No. Liars. Try to put that dirt on your name.
Yeah, they always try to put dirt on your name. They try to bring you down, but you got to go up.
You got to go up. So how long you known Fabi for? A
couple years.
Okay. Brother. That's crazy. So you guys from the same neighborhood? How did you guys meet each other?
Nah, yeah, not that far.
Right. He been rapping a long time, though. I seen some videos from him rapping back in the day.
Yeah. So, I just only been rapping for about like 7 months.
7 months now?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's crazy. Everybody speak to say that. They say, yo, bro, you've been out for 7 months. You that far already. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it really wasn't like, this wasn't like really my plans.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? This is all natural, really being me, just really being myself. Like, the shit I rap about is really like shit that I go through every day, shit that I do. If you really listen to the shit I'm saying, it's really my lifestyle. That's why I feel like people attract to it so much. Because it's really everything that I'm really saying and really going through. That's why I feel like people hate me so much, because they're like, yo, damn, this nigga, everything he raps about, he's really dead-ass doing.
Right.
And dead-ass, like, making it visual to people. Like, if I'm talking about spending $20,000, I'm really spoken about spending $20,000, I'm really showing $20,000.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about buying jewelry, I'm really buying jewelry, driving fast cars. Like, it's not like I'm just saying these things. I'm doing these things and presenting these things to people. So they're like, you know what I'm saying? What can we do? How can we stop them?
A lot of rappers.
Yeah, think about it, too. Right. Independently, no deal. People think about that. Rap out of Brooklyn, 23 years old, song with Drake, no deal, independent, walk around, bunch of jewelry, traveling the world, racks on them every day. You gotta think like, what the hell is going on, you know? Right. So anybody will think like, yo, what the hell?
A lot of rappers rap about drink, they don't even be having drink. You're on no jumper with a drink.
Oh yeah, lean, oh yeah, we stay with lean.
Right.
State to state with it.
Nobody in New York got drink, right?
I don't know about New York. If I go to New York, I'm going to have a drink.
It's hard, though. I heard that there's no more lean prices. It's just an auction every time now. Yeah. Whoever's willing to pay the most gets
sure,
it.
We're going to make sure we got it, though. We're going to make sure. We definitely going to make sure we got it.
Right. Okay, so when did you become Wu? Where did this come around? I need an explanation. Because, like, also, you're a blood, right?
Yeah.
So we need the explanation about how this works exactly.
What you need?
I need to know how there can be Crips and Bloods that are both Wu.
How they can be Crips and Bloods that's both
Wu. It's not a conflict of interest?
I mean, it's not Wu. It's not like a gang. It's a family shit.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's not considered like who. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
When did you get into that? When you get put down with that?
When I get down with that?
Yeah, when you become woo.
I was born and raised in that.
Okay. When did you start verbalizing it like that, though, and, like, actually claiming it? Like, you always, like, that was just the neighborhood you grew up in, or what?
Yeah, it's the area I grew up in, neighborhood I grew up in. Uh-huh. That's the little clique, the little, you know, family we had going on.
Right.
See, woo, that's just for we on our own. Just a couple, bunch of young niggas that was really on our own, trying to make it out.
Right. Is that a big part of what made you want to start making music, though, is that people... You wanted to be the one representing that to the people out there. There's obviously like a big appetite for people who want to hear about the gang shit and on YouTube and in rap in general.
Yeah.
So, early on, how'd you meet Pop? Because he's like the main dude who really kind of took the Wu thing to a totally different level in terms of making it out there on a more mainstream level.
Yeah, got it. That's how I meet him in Brooklyn. In the hood.
Right. Because I seen in the Woo-Wah video, he's just like, he's in the intro real quick.
Mm-hmm. That's the day I told him to pull up.
Uh-huh.
I actually shot that video in the same hood that he's from.
Really?
See, I'm from Brownsville.
Mm-hmm.
But I shot that video in the Flossie.
Okay. So you feel like you have like a connection between the two? Is there a lot of love between the two neighborhoods?
Yeah, I wanted to show my love and shit. Like, no matter anywhere I go, anywhere I go, my energy gonna remain the same. I'm gonna go viral anywhere. So you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So I decided to go out of Brownsville for a second and go to another people hood, you know? They around the same people we around. They got, you know, problems, tensions with the same people we do. Let's all come together. I'm gonna go over there and go viral too. Come over. Mind you, all them Crip, I'm blood.
Right.
I'm like, yo, fuck it. I'm still going to go over there and shoot the video.
So there's never any tension about that? The Wu thing, like, overrides any of the Blood and Crip shit?
Nah.
Never had a hard time about it?
Mm-mm.
Is that the shit? Is that shit all the same when you go to prison in New York?
What do you mean?
I mean, you hear a lot about how, like, politics in L.A. and shit, it changes. Like, people get locked up in L.A., and just like immediately all the gang affiliation kind of goes to the sides and people sort of like group themselves based on different things. Is it the same shit out there?
I mean, nah, not really. It's just it's whoever you got problems with type shit.
Uh-huh.
That's who you got problems with. It's not like anything else. If you get what I'm saying.
Word. So the Wu Walk thing though, like that, was that like your first song that really made people start paying attention? That was the one that you felt like actually kind of took the movement and encapsulated it for them?
This actually was the first one. It was the one I got on a hook with Fabio and my brother Gino.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Fabio and Gino. I got on a hook with them, and then after that, I'm like, boom, cool. Then the Big Drip song, we was going to record that. I got locked up that day.
Right.
So I didn't get on that. So I was like, cool, bet. Favi played the song for me when I got out. I'm like, cool, right, we're going to keep that, do the video. It's going to go viral because you're saying Free Sosa, but I'm going to be in the video. So it's going to look crazy. Feel me? Then I decided, I'm like, you know what? Cool. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come up with not only a song, but I'm going to come up with a dance for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, spice it up a little bit because everybody do the drill, okay. But now you to the drill. And you put a little more instead of just putting it all drill, make it a little bit entertaining for the kids, you feel what I'm saying? So the kids wanna dance, wanna be like, mommy, do that, you feel what I'm saying? So I started to dance, then I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna do. Now, I could've did the whole song by myself, but I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna go put some other niggas, other dudes on it from another hood again, to come along with me and go viral.
So, kids dancing to the Wu Walk thing, though, is that not the kind of thing that's going to get people into certain issues and stuff? Like, if you're doing that dance, it doesn't imply that you're actually down with any particular set?
Nah, that dance is viral. That dance is viral. It's a movie. Everybody do that dance. Not me, kids. Parents see me, tell me, yo, my daughter like that dance you be doing. I mean,
right.
I'm the only people that's crazy and stupid think that. Like, oh, because you see a little kid doing that dance, he potentially gotta be Wu. Like, stupid.
Right.
I didn't, that's not, no.
It's not like that.
I didn't do it just make it like only a Wu dance. Just cause it's called a Wu walk, it's not only like a Wu dance, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Cause for a long time in New York, or in LA, it was like, There's a lot of crip walking type shit, a lot of different little dances associated with different gangs and shit. But I feel like over time, this shit kind of, people aren't so preoccupied with it being associated with the gang shit. Although there's a lot of people who are upset about that. They think that like a lot of these dances, they don't like seeing people on TikTok fucking taking their culture and sort of just making it fun and accessible for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm. So who said viral first? You're the one who kind of popularized that? Because it's like everybody who sees you is like viral movie. Everybody feel, those are the ad libs that people really feel the need to kind of keep moving with.
Yeah, I got a tattoo in my hand.
Oh, there it is, yeah. It's kind of the opposite order that I say it in though. Usually I say viral and then movie. But you got movie and then viral?
Viral and then movie.
You got a mouth scarfing down pills on your hand too, huh?
Yeah.
Respect.
Yes, sir.
Right. You remember when you took your first perk?
I remember when I took my first perk.
Yeah.
Nah, you take perks?
Ah, I took one a couple times. I was a Xan head for a little bit there.
A Xanax?
Yeah. Nah. Maybe not a full-on Xanax head, but I was fucking around a little too much for a little while.
That shit had you sleep, right?
Or zombied out of my mind, running around doing crazy shit. You were never on that?
Huh?
You missed the Xan wave?
Nah, I don't follow no Xans.
2015. 2016, there was a lot of Zans.
My phone, man.
We in the perk age now, though, huh?
Yeah, I'd be talking about perk sets.
You a big fan of that?
Hmm?
So you don't remember when you took your first one?
Nah, not really.
Hmm. What kind of role does it play in your life these days?
A big role.
Word. Okay, so yeah, in terms of I mean, I think one thing that the people at home probably really want to know about that I don't think you spoke on in interviews yet is just how that Drake collab came about.
Drake.
Yeah, how'd you get in touch?
Shout out to Drake. Drake actually started following me and reached out. Actually told me that my music was hard and he wanted to work.
Right. And so you guys just made it happen? Mm-hmm. You weren't in the studio with him, or you guys just mailed that back and forth? Or?
No, he FaceTimed me.
He FaceTimed you. But in terms of doing the actual song, you guys weren't actually all in the studio together?
No.
Has that changed everything for you? Just that song? Just Demons. Like, everybody just... That seems like that's got to be probably one of the biggest things you've been associated with, right?
Demons. I've always been a demon. That's why I say free associate demon. Uh-huh. A chain demon. It's demon, that's what I stand for.
Right. That was probably my favorite song off that particular Drake album.
Appreciate that.
Right.
All songs fire though.
Oh yeah, of course. So you were supposed to be on Big Drip and that didn't work out. You feel like that was a mistake, or you feel like everything sort of played out the way it was supposed to?
Nah, it played out the way it's supposed to. Fire, that's my brother. I love him.
Uh-huh.
So it played out exactly right.
That's good. How'd your Instagram get deleted? What happened with that? I recall viewing it at a different point. I had way more followers or some shit. Yeah, and then they took that from you?
Yeah, they fucked me over.
Who did it, and what were you doing on there?
I don't know. I wasn't doing shit on it. They just took it from me. I don't even know what happened. I went on my page one day, and the shit had sent me an email saying that my shit was deleted.
Right. Just gone. So you just had to start rebuilding from nothing?
Yep, all the way from nothing. Came back. Instagram, I think I had this Instagram for like... Wow, how long did I have this Instagram? Like 4 or 5 months.
Uh-huh. It's tough. It's tough, tough restarting, huh?
Fuck it, though.
Shit. So... What do you got going on lately and stuff? It feels like was Demons like the last big release that you had? You put on any videos you hyped on since?
More songs coming out. Got a whole lot of songs coming out. A whole lot of artists. Stay tuned. Love Sosa drop. I think it dropped. I think Love Sosa video dropping in the next like. Well, we in LA, so I think for me it's like in the next hour.
Wow, really?
Yeah, Love Sosa video about to drop on World Star.
Oh, shit.
Then my tape dropping like 16 days after that. Stay tuned for that. Got mad shit on there, mad songs. Man, a couple features, not that many, like three big features. I ain't gonna say who they are, just go. A couple people know, they know, but.
You can't tip us off? New York artists, or?
Yeah. Is it New York artists? Nah, I don't think New York artists.
Okay. What do you? What are you trying to do with this tape, though? You feel like this is like the first real tape that you put out that actually...
Nah, it's just going to be a tape called Geek Mode, you know? I ain't never... I got a couple songs with a couple people, you know? Drake, you know, viral.
You got a different song with Drake on there?
Nah.
Oh.
Talking about that song right there, Demons.
Okay.
I got a song with Drake. A couple more songs. A couple songs by myself. But now I'm going to give the world like five songs really by myself. Geek Mode, basically showing that... Like any style, any flow, I could do any way, versatile, any way, any type. That's how I'm doing it. That's how I'm coming.
You feel like the people haven't really seen what you're capable of in terms of different styles that you're capable of?
Yeah. Nah, I feel like they know what I'm capable of because they see it every day on Instagram and live and all that shit. But when you really sit back and really hear these songs, what I'm saying, and then you really sit back and watch my Instagram and you watch me, you're going to probably get a better, really, really understanding of what the fuck is going on with me.
Right. That's good. So what do you like to do when you're out here in L.A.? Smoking big, big gas?
That's what I like to do. Smoke big gas. Get money.
Mm-hmm. New York's been kind of shut down.
Yeah, New York City right now.
That's why you have to get out, or you feel like you want to stay the fuck out of there while all this shit there's locked down in the city, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna go back while the city locked.
Hmm. So what, you just staying out here?
You're gonna make the city hot.
You staying out here though? Huh? You trying to avoid going back?
Nah, of course I'm gonna go back.
All right, man. If I were you, I would just stay the fuck out here. It's just a lot less shut down here. Still kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Word. Okay, so you got the tape on the way. New videos dropping. Anything else we should be looking out for?
Tape. Video. More interviews. Shit. I'm about to right now. We about to get back on my show shit. Coronavirus is fucking up my shows. I gotta get back on my shows.
Yeah, it's tough.
I ain't making no show money.
Not a lot of people ain't really trying to put on shows at this point.
Yeah. No show money. My money getting short. I need more money.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was possible. I see you coming through with this much money. I figured there's no way this is gonna run out.
What's that?
How you feel about people who
are... Quarantino, we got them lows in again.
Right. I just posted up you and Choppa on my story, and I immediately had a lot of people who were like, don't call him Sosa. Chief Keef is Sosa. You feel like there's any kind of conflict there in terms of there being multiple Sosas in the game?
No. Chief Keef, Sosa is Sosa Geek. That's why my name is Sosa Geek. It's only one of me, it's only one of him.
Right.
I don't know what them people talking about.
Right. You a Keef fan, though?
I felt a couple of Chief songs. I grew up listening to Chief. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. Respect. A lot of people did, yeah? Myself, my late 20s, but still a lot of Chief Keef. Shit, okay. Anything else we should talk about?
I mean, what you want to talk about? Let me know.
Shit. Where can I get a chrome heart shirt like that? I'm trying to drip, man.
I think this is 101 in Vegas.
You got it in Vegas.
Yeah. They say Las Vegas on the back, right?
It does. That's true. Welcome to fabulous Las Vegas. It says fuck you on the sleeve, too?
Yeah.
So it does.
Fuck you.
All right. Sosa Geek. Much love. Appreciate you coming on the show. There it is. Sosa Geek, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Viral Movie.
Viral Movie, bow, let's do it.
A, et cetera. Appreciate y'all.